across the country and around the world. This is TalkZone.com, the best in Internet talk radio.
Pro Football Weekly is on the air.
You're listening to our postseason edition of Pro Football Weekly. We continue our review of all 32 teams in the NFL heading into the offseason with a look at the NFC East and North divisions. Let's bring in senior editor Eric Hedholm on the NFC East division. And Eric, the Dallas Cowboys atop that division, 13-3, the failure in the playoffs, notwithstanding, this appears to be a team that obviously will still have great possibilities in terms of the division itself, but they have to contend with the New York Giants. So talk about those two teams, both of whom obviously are Super Bowl capable.
Yeah, I mean, when you mention the Cowboys, Wayne, obviously it's a crucial season. You know, I mean, Wade Phillips goes 13-3, loses the one playoff game, and all of a sudden, you know, it seems like it's, curtains if he doesn't do really well this year. And, you know, especially with Jason Garrett, you know, the highest paid assistant in the NFL now kind of breathing down his neck. And they've got some reinforcements. They've re-signed T.O. They're going to bring him back. It looks like Terry Glenn's gone, but they've got two first round draft picks. You know, there have been some rumors they might get involved with Darren McFadden, but I think they have other needs. Cornerback, wide receiver. There's a couple of spots on that team that could be fixed, but you're right. I mean, you look at what happened in that playoff loss. They lose to the Giants, and all of a sudden, you know, now people are saying, would you rather have Eli Manning or Tony Romo? And it's a worthy question, the way Manning played down the stretch. I think the Giants are in a great position to repeat as division champions. They've got a great defensive line. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, Steve Spagnuolo is back to pull all the strings defensively. Really, the biggest issues for now are Michael Strahan. Is he going to retire? And what's the status of Jeremy Shockey? He got hurt. You know, does he have a place on this team? That remains to be seen.
Eric, you look at the Redskins looking for a new coach. Whoever gets that job is taking over a playoff team. We kind of forget that.
Yeah.
And then there's the Philadelphia Eagles, who actually may be the best of the bunch if they stay healthy.
I tell you what, Andy Reid before last season thought he had his most talented team in his 9 years there. And it wouldn't shock me if he has an extremely talented club in 2008. I mean, I guess the big question is about, it looks like quarterback is going to be Donovan McNabb. Everything we've heard points in that direction, despite the rumors about Baltimore and other places. I think the big question for them is, are they going to be a young defense? Are we going to see guys like Darren Howard and Javon Kurse get cut? Mike Takeo Spikes get cut? What are they going to do in the secondary that was banged up? You know, Lito Shepard and Brian Dawkins. It looks like the secondary and the defensive front seven might see some overturn, but I think if they add a receiver, they could be in good shape. You know, the other team, I mean, the Washington Redskins, like you mentioned, they made the playoffs and played some inspiring football down the stretch. Jim Zorn brings in the West Coast offense. Jason Campbell has to learn yet another system. We don't know exactly what the defense is going to look like with Greg Blush, but I think it's going to be a pressure-based system, more so than Greg Williams showed in the last year or two. So some real interesting stuff going on in Philadelphia and Washington, too.
We're with senior editor Eric Hedholm of Pro Football Weekly. Let's move on, Erica, to the NFC North Division, Detroit and Minnesota, two teams who a year ago were looking up at the Bears and Packers in that order. Well, Minnesota made some nice improvements. An electric runner and Adrian Peterson, an 8-8 record. Detroit went 7-9, and now Mike Marks is out of the picture. And let me ask you specifically, are we now going to start seeing the philosophy on both sides of the football of Rod Marinelli, the head coach?
Yeah, I think you're going to see Jim Coletto, you know, the new offensive coordinator, take on a Marinelli-like approach, which is a ground-based attack. They may not have the guys right now to do it. I mean, Kevin Jones coming off an injury, T.J. Duckett unsigned, but they've at least got the philosophy in place. They're going to simplify things and streamline things offensively. That should help Calvin Johnson in the passing game. It also should help guys like Jones and whoever they pick up at running back. I think they're going to be a more balanced offense. They're going to try to run the ball more. And you mentioned the Vikings. Their problem is just the opposite. I think they need to improve the passing game on both sides of the ball. They've got to get better in the secondary and with the pass rush, but they've also got to help Adrian Peterson out by giving these guys some offensive weapons at receiver, at tight end. Tarvaris Jackson hasn't been given the quarterback position, but he'll get the first crack at it. And I think if they get him some more weapons and a little more time on the line to throw the ball, he should be in better shape.
Eric, thank you much for your work on all those ball clubs. And we've got the play-by-play voice of the Green Bay Packers here with us. So, Wayne, I guess there's nobody better than you to tell us what went wrong that last Sunday of the season for the Green Bay Packers.
Boy, I tell you something, huh? There are a lot of questions that people are still asking about that last game in the cold. That was Packers weather, and everyone expected Brett Favre and the offense to excel. It did not. The Giants were a big part of that reason for the fact that the Packers weren't able to make something happen in the second half of that ball game. But at any rate, what you take a look at going into the offseason, the big question, Brett Favre, is he coming back or not? I personally think he will be back for at least one more year. If not, Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy has said, is ready to take over at quarterback. He's done all he can in the classroom and with the preseason action, and now it's time for Aaron Rodgers to move on to the field as the starting quarterback of the National Football League. That will be seen only if Brett Favre decides not to come back. We all expect him back this year. As far as defense is concerned, the one free agent is defensive tackle Corey Williams, but defensive tackle hub is probably the deepest position on the football team. So the Packers would like to have Williams back. He'd like to come back, but he'll have to come back at Green Bay's number, not his. Meanwhile, out there on the free agency market, I'm sure Corey Williams can probably get pretty good coin. And finally, if you look toward the draft, where do the Packers need some help? Well, they really need some help for apparently a cornerback. Al Harris and Charles Woodson probably going to be very good as starters for another season. But, Hub, down the stretch as you go into the future, you need to have something there. Will Blackman might be a guy, and that possibility could exist. If he can stay healthy, he could be a part of the future as a starting cornerback in the league. He's the best athlete they have at that position. Tremont Williams is a guy who showed great improvement. They have hope for him. But a lot of people are starting to think now maybe the Packers should think about drafting a cornerback fairly high this spring.
Well, Wayne, you round out the North with the Chicago Bears and the entire 2007 season is what went wrong for them coming off their Super Bowl appearance. The big free agent names, Lance Briggs and Rex Grossman. Reuben Brown almost certain to move on to retirement. Briggs doesn't look like he's going to be back with the Bears. They'll make an offer, but he's going to need a premium from the Bears. He's unhappy with the organization. He'll get big money elsewhere. The Bears will try and bring Rex Grossman back, but again, only at their price. Now, the question is, if they don't bring Grossman back, what do they do at quarterback? This is a team that is also desperate for help at the wide receiver position, needs to upgrade their offensive line and running back. They also could use help at safety and depth at defensive tackle. So it's just 1 year removed from a Super Bowl, but a lot of work to do for the Chicago Bears.
Stay tuned. Coming up, we continue our season review of the NFC South and NFC West when we return to Pro Football Weekly.